Honey!
Hi.
Oh.
I'm Kim Henson's mother.
How are you, honey?
Good.
Oh, my honey, let me tell you something here. I'm sure it's better now. What you need, honey?
Please sign up for the sideshow.
What you want?
It's only $5 goddamn.
What's that?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how to put it, though.
Honey, you ain't got to try too hard with me. I'll just tell you what, get on top, girl. Oh, you ain't got to try too hard with CB.
Okay.
Get on, honey. I don't want to be nasty here. You see that number you just called here?
Yeah.
Call it again at the end of the show.
Oh.
Maybe we can do some things.
I don't want to do that.
I just want to help you, honey. Don't you think nasty now. Listen here.
What?
I got to go. But I tell you what, call the show. I will more than happy to talk to you again.
Hey, that's great. All right.
Mm-hmm. Honey, enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
You sound so sweet. I love you, honey. touch yourself for me tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go. I got to go.
Don't let my baby go hungry on the street.
Oh, okay.
Sign up now.
I will do that.
SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 goddamn.
What you want to do is get the hell off my phone. Don't call here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watched the show before, you know that there's some fools calling here. Wasting time.
Friday, March 6, 2009. Coming up on the program today, we're always looking for a few good pussies, plus dining on blood shit and, penis finger belts crafted by witchery. I'll take 5. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Big Friday podcast. Have a great show for you today. At the top of the program, got a couple websites you should check out. The first one is stdcarriers.com, the online STD carrier database. Yes, it's real, and quite frankly, it's scary. I hope to God I'm not on the list. I know you're going to submit me, so just don't even think about it. I'm not kidding. I don't want to see my name in the STD carriers database. I am clean. My cock is spotless. You could eat off this penis. It would have to be something really small, but yes, you could technically eat off of it. Alright, so yes, it is a website where you can submit people who have given you an STD. Bonus, you can submit a picture of them as well. So if you're bored at work or just a lazy Sunday or something, this website will give you hours of entertainment. You can read through some of these profiles or, you know, submit your own. Maybe someone you know has an STD and you want to share it with the world. Here's a couple. This is carrier number 160. Her name is Connie Hine. She's from Pensacola, Florida. She's 48 years old in a white, straight female with brown eyes and brown hair. She's 5'2" tall and 120 pounds. She carries genital herpes and has failed to notify partners of her condition prior to sexual activity. The explanation is, I married a girl that has genital herpes. She didn't tell me for 2 years. During our deposition for our divorce, she acknowledged that she has the disease. She said that she believed that I didn't have to know about it. So yeah, if you run into her in Pensacola, Florida, just fucking keep your legs closed. Also from Florida, specifically Fort Lauderdale, is Nick Zahervitz, or something like that. He's 18 years old, a bisexual white male with blue eyes and black hair. He's 6'2", 235 pounds. And apparently has HIV/AIDS. He failed to notify a partner of his condition. The explanation goes something like this. One of my friends, Dejana, became infected after hooking up with him, and he did not tell her he was infected. He got her pregnant and left. She was worried about the babies being born with AIDS, and it got aborted. He's a scumbag, ladies. Watch out! And she provides a picture of him. He's creepy! I've made him today's album artwork, although I've added a few elements. I tried to jazz up the photo a bit. Just a couple more here so you get the idea. Teela Montgomery lives in Pendleton, Oregon. She's 21 years old, and she gave some poor son of a bitch genital herpes. He says, Teela gave me herpes and did not tell me she had them until after I confronted her about it. She told me at first it was a reaction to her shaving cream. Ooh, she's a crafty broad, isn't she? And finally, today I should warn you about Michael Keyes. He lives in Indiana. He's a 41-year-old white male who is bisexual and apparently has AIDS and genital herpes. It's a two-for-one deal if you bang this guy. In the explanation column, it says, self-admitted does not tell people about his status on the grounds if they're willing to take the risk of barebacking, which is condomless sex, then they deserve what they get.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
This is exactly what that guy was warning about. He's also a known user and has a violent temper. Dream date. There's other information here, too. He's HIV positive, herpes positive, and is notorious for public anonymous sex in parks, public bathrooms, bookstores. He's very active in the Louisville S&M scene, so beware. So there you go. That is stdcarriers.com. You should check it out. Maybe someone you're banging has made it onto the list. Ting! Moving right along, I've got a clip here from a porno, and I'm going to give you 3 seconds to guess what's so fucking creepy about this clip.
Daddy, I've been a bad girl.
Yeah?
I need to be throated.
To me, you know, if you make your girlfriend try to sound like she's 3 years old, that's borderline pedophilia, isn't it? Like, yeah, I want you to pretend like you're a little girl and I'm going to rape you. What?
Daddy, I've been a bad girl.
Yeah?
I need to be throated.
You want, buddy?
I need to be throated, Daddy.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Is it deep in the throat?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Down in my mouth, down my throat.
Daddy, I want to suck your cock. Oh, can I suck on it?
Seriously, does that do anything for you guys? Did you see it? She may sound like a 4-year-old, but she sure as hell doesn't suck cock like one.
Grandpa Henry, If you let me go fishing first, you could be my sweet daddy bear.
Oh, I'm your grandpa bear. You've got a daddy.
Oh, not a daddy. A sweet daddy. And I'll be your little honey. And you could do whatever you want, because I'm so hot.
All right, enough of the cock gagging. Oh, you know, there is another website I wanted to tell you guys about. This is right up my alley. It's very not safe for work, though. So, you know, check this website out, you know, during your off time. It's luriddigs.com. LURIDDIGS.com. And what these guys do, it's a blog. And they go around and they find nude amateur photos of gay guys, right? You know, the guys who just take snapshots of themselves or whatever. They don't really comment on the guys, though. They focus on the background, these horrifying interior shots. You know, gay guys taking pictures in their dilapidated trailer. Some guys jerking off in a room that has Disney wallpaper. It's like Minnie Mouse is watching him stroke it. It's a weird blog. It's very specific. You know, it's just for people who enjoy making fun of the interior backdrops of home do-it-yourself gay photo shoots. And that's me. Ding, ding, ding. So that's luriddigs.com. It's like a shot of some guy just bending over so you get, like, a view of his ass. And he's standing right next to a television playing The Price is Right. You know, someone's spinning the big wheel as Bob Barker watches on. Really weird, surreal even. I love that website. I've got another audio clip here for you. This is from a video where a mother decides to take everything out of her refrigerator and hide inside of it for when her daughter comes home and goes into the refrigerator to look for a snack. And that's when the mother will scare the shit out of her. And that's exactly what happens. They're a little southern, though.
Bitch! You fucking idiot! Are you fucking crazy? Stupid fucker. Why the hell would you take all that shit out of the icebox, you dumb fucking idiot?
You know they're rednecks because they refer to the refrigerator as the icebox. The machine that makes things go cold.
Where is Butt Hunter?
Why are you done hiding in the magic freeze box?
You fucking idiot!
You fucking idiot! So there you go. Very good. So you guys know by now that one of the things that makes me really upset and angry...
People get me angry here!
Yeah, thank you very much, CB. I hate people that email me and say, I'm a listener of your show, and I just want to let you know I'm never going to listen again because you made fun of X and you shouldn't because that's not right, and blah, 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 whatever. Right? Like those type of people I hate. And we've got a new one. Dawn emailed me. Hey, Tim, I recently discovered your podcast on iTunes, and I have to say that for the most part, that's when I knew we were going to run into some problems here, for the most part, I love it. I have a pretty dark and twisted sense of humor. No, you don't, and I'll explain why in a second. But one thing I do not find even remotely humorous is cruelty to animals, of all fucking things, right? It makes me sick to hear you laugh when you read some of these stories and act like it's no big deal or that it's cool. It's fucking pathetic when human beings torture and kill defenseless animals to make themselves feel superior. Then she really tries to drive her point home by saying, I was going to become a Sideshow member, but I don't think I want to be giving money to someone who portrays this barbaric bullshit as something to laugh about. Your email is something to laugh about. I'm not expecting this email to change anything. Good, because it won't. Now, here's the thing. Don, really, I laugh about everything we talk about on the show, and a lot of it is very quite dark. If you need someone to spell it out, that I do not condone animal abuse, this is the wrong program for you, okay? I'm not here to hold your hand and make you feel okay about what I'm saying. No. You kind of have to be smart enough to pick that up. Don't email me and say you have a dark, twisted sense of humor and then, you know, show me that you don't. Because if you had a dark, twisted sense of humor, that would mean you're able to laugh at these inappropriate things and not get your cunt in a twist when a subject, you know, that's near and dear to your heart pops up. You can't say, I care about animals and there's nothing funny about animal abuse, but keep up the great work with your hilarious AIDS, rape, and racist material. Now that shit, that's hilarious. What you're saying is the subject of animal abuse is serious business, but rape and racism, not so much. Using your logic, you're an animal lover who condones rape and hates the blacks. Now that is offensive to me, quite frankly. You're a horrible person. And by the way, you cannot tell me that a stoner who thought his cat was too strung out, so he decided to build a bong big enough to put his cat in it to mellow it out is not hilarious, because it is. It just is! So Don, you know, you might want to stop listening. It's just gonna get worse. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, we've had this contest going, do your best Tim Henson impression for a yearly Sideshow membership. I've got, two memberships to give away today. A bunch of last-minute entries came in, and I've got the winners right here. First winner is Jesse Henry. Congratulations. Let's listen to a few seconds of Jesse's award-winning entry.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back with you today. Ooh! Excuse me. I was just...
Well, see, now, I wouldn't say excuse me, so that is a problem. But...
Excuse me. I was just drinking new Rainbow Sherbet Dr. Pepper. Oh, gee.
I'm very excited for Rainbow Sherbet Dr. Pepper.
This is Christ on a cross. I was hydroplaning. Bye, everybody.
See, I like that one because he got the burp in there. He got me talking about soda and, of course, the hydroplaning. So, Jesse, congratulations. You won a yearly membership. Now, the second winner... really is winning because of the effort he put into this. He was the only entry that used YouTube, and he actually videotaped himself. He tried to look like me by putting tape all around his face to make it look like a goatee and also above his eyes, I guess, to mimic my bushy eyebrows. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today if you want to check it out. But here's a couple seconds of his entry here.
I don't know if you can see my beard here. I hate it when I eat cheese, and I get cheese in my beard, and then it smells like rotten milk. for the rest of the day.
I do say that.
It's awful, because you're going around and you're wondering if you have any cheese on your shoes, and...
What?
There. But it's not on your shoes. It's in your cheesy beard. It's bloody awful, I tell you.
But anyway,
I'm going to go and look for some more cum farts now. So, goodbye, my freaky deekies.
I don't know why that one's the winner, actually. I guess because he posted it on YouTube. So congratulations to Lenny. You also won a yearly membership. And that ends the Tim Henson impersonation contest. Now, keep in mind, this month, at the end of March, I'm going to be giving away an Xbox 360. So it is a great time to sign up for the sideshow. We've been doing, we've done video casts, extended shows, exclusive shows. I've got a weekend podcast for you sideshow freaks as well. Superfreaksideshow.com is the web address. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Africa. I love African stories because it always involves like a witch or a warlock stealing genitals or something. Yes, young men are attacked and their genitals cut off while they are still alive. Children's throats are slit and their organs removed, and border crossers are caught with bags containing human heads and sexual organs. So come visit beautiful Africa. I have a feeling their tourism board doesn't want you to know this. Yes, these stories and more are contained in a horror report on the trafficking of human body parts in Mozambique and South Africa, which has unveiled a scary reality. Body parts are frequently used in traditional medicine, and there is a commonly held belief that such medicine is very powerful. I wonder how many people that move out of Africa end up going back. I have to believe that's a very small percentage, because that place is batshit bananas. There really are like witches with cauldrons, you know, stirring up penis stew. You just let it simmer in a vat of blood gathered by slitting a child's throat. Come to find out it's used to like cure minor hangnails or something. Back to the story here, quote, ritual killings are common here. It's like daily bread. We do not even get shocked when a person is found dead with body parts removed, said one of the South Africans interviewed. Last year, 413 Mozambicans and South Africans attended open workshops, and 139 went on to be interviewed. What are these workshops for, exactly? 22% of interviewees had firsthand experience of seeing a mutilated body or separated body parts. Furthermore, researchers could not find a single case in which someone caught carrying a body part had ever been prosecuted. According to the Mozambican Human Rights League, which again sounds like a superhero group. Yeah, so the Mozambican Justice League, or whatever the hell this group is called, says the reason why no one's been prosecuted for these crimes is that there's no law that prohibits us from going around with a human finger. The law is against cutting it, but not carrying it. Ah, loophole! A total of 93% of the interviewees believe medicine containing body parts was more powerful. One woman a researcher interviewed wanted to get pregnant, so she went to a woman who gave her a belt to wear, and hanging from that belt were children's fingers and penises. I'd love to see that trend hit it big. Like all the big fashion designers releasing their, you know, spring penis belt collections. Latino baby cocks are in this season. They look so good hanging from Italian leather. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Finishing up the story here, traditional healers who attended Tuesday's release of the report said they wanted to distance themselves from such wrongdoings and were worried that people needing help were not approaching them because they'd heard stories about the use of body parts. I just want to state for the record here, I do not kill people and take their fingers and penises. I am an ethical healer. I dig up the dead and use their fingers and penises. They're not using them anymore. All right, second story we have for you today. Yeah, the story comes from Taiwan. There's poop everywhere! Yuck, says 6-year-old Jordan Lean as he and his family dine at the Modern Toilet, a popular Taiwanese restaurant chain. You'd think this would be based in Japan. They're all scat freaks over there. Yes, the Modern Toilet is a popular Taiwanese restaurant chain that's expanding into China and other parts of Asia. The boy was looking at the poop-shaped lights in dish covers and the curry on toilet-shaped plates. Diarrhea for dinner? That's the point. It's supposed to shock and confuse the senses, says Modern Toilet manager Chen Ming Kwong. But as Jennifer Finch, an American who was dining there, described it, they do it tastefully. It's all very clean. There's no real poop in my food, thank God. Is there? Oh God, I hope there's not. I can't read the menu. I just pointed at something. Oh God, I hope I'm not eating shit. All right, every customer sits on a stylish acrylic toilet with the lid down, designed with images of roses, seashells, or Renaissance paintings. Everyone dines at a glass table with a sink underneath. The servers bring your meal atop a mini toilet bowl. You sip drinks from your own plastic urinal, which you get to take home. That's a souvenir. And soft swirl ice cream arrives for dessert atop a dish shaped like a squat toilet. I actually would love to dine there. I wonder if they have a Bristol stool chart up on the wall. That would be great. The reasonably priced food includes curries, pasta, fried chicken, and Mongolian hot pot, as well as elaborate shaved ice desserts with names like diarrhea with dried droppings, which is chocolate, bloody poop, which which is strawberry, and green dysentery, which is kiwi. Many Westerners enjoy the novelty of toilet dining. Chris and Julia Harris took their visiting mother, who they say is obsessive-compulsive about cleanliness, to, quote, freak her out. But she had a great time, though she refused to drink out of a urinal. The only people who have a hard time, says Chen, are the elderly, who scream, I will not eat on a toilet! Oh, this is why I hate the elderly. They can't have any fun, and they've got to make a big fucking... I'm not eating! I'm not eating on a toilet! It's not like a real toilet, you stupid idiot. It's not like a floater in there or anything. Stupid people. The Modern Toilet was opened in 2004. There are 7 outlets with plans for others in the coming year. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Do you have a vagina? If so, you're probably a woman. If that's the case, have I got a proposition for you? An artist in the UK is looking for a few good cunts. Yes, an artist has appealed for 20 women to visit his studios so he can make plaster cast models of their vaginas. Side note, you gon' get raped. Jamie McCartney of Brighton Body Casting already has 180 in the bag, but wants another 20 to complete the sculpture, which comments on the trend for surgically altered designer vaginas. My designer vagina is going to have rhinestones on it. It's going to have an LED display of my menstrual cycle. And most importantly, bionic pussy lips. I'm going to be able to lift 20 times as much as normal pussy lips. Designer, are they talking about pussy rejuvenation? Because vaginal rejuvenation is not the same as a designer vagina, my friend. Mr. McCartney said, I'm offering women the last chance to be 1/200th of art history in the making. The artist's Design a Vagina sculpture is due to be unveiled in May at the Brighton Fringe. The casts already taken have come from women ranging in the age from 18 to 64. Holy Christ. I'm guessing they have to use a little bit of extra plaster on those old cunts. They're a little more sloppy, a little more droopy. That, my friends, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies this fine Friday.
Hey, Tim, this is the Sideshow member, long-legged Mac Daddy. Yes. I just wanted to call and say, I don't know why people are being so dumb about it, but basically a lowly is an underage girl that someone would like to fuck.
Oh.
It's a Japanese
I thought they
word.
Called it a lolly. Didn't the last voicemail caller call it a lolly?
Japanese word spelled L-O-L-I. Uh-huh. I don't know why nobody just came out and said it. And funny thing is, I said the underage girl I like to fuck right when Sody walked by. They gave me a look. Good times. Sorry,
very good. All right, well, thank you for setting us straight there.
Timothy. I had myself my very own freak moment today.
Okay.
I was listening to the story about the pig sex gay orgy for Barack Obama on your Distorted View show. And you got to the part of the story where you gave the definition for pig sex, a phrase I didn't realize actually required a definition, and it really ruined my whole day. I was like, what the hell? They're going to call it pig sex, and they don't have any pigs to fuck? What is this shit? Jugu.
Jugu to you as well. Oh, you know what? Someone emailed me with what Jugu means in some foreign language. I don't know, Indian or something. It means, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was, I think it means good morning. Because the person sent along a YouTube link to some coffee commercial. And they're all singing like, Jugu! Jugu! So it's like, you know, good morning, have coffee. I guess. I don't know. All right, so a couple more voicemails here.
Jugu, Tim, this is Burning Kitty Cat. I just wanted to ask you a question. Well, actually, request something, rather. One time on a Best Of show, you decided to make it to play a Sideshow exclusive extended show.
Right.
I'm not sure which one it was, but I was wondering if you could do that more often because it might inspire me to...
Oh, you'd like me to play more Sideshow exclusive material on the free side? That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Jugu, Tim, Jess from Buffalo.
I mean, maybe I will. Maybe I'll play some really old, you know, Sideshow exclusive stuff. I don't know. You know, when I do Best Of things to get you guys interested in the Sideshow, I don't know.
I'm leaving this voicemail for the second time because I don't know if you played it on the Sideshow for Wednesday or Thursday.
All right, well, spit it out,
I'm
man.
I'm a cheap fuck, and I still haven't subscribed to the Sideshow. Sure. But I wanted to give you my embarrassing freak moment. I'm working with this kid, and he's talking about how he works at a bank, and he's got to go get dressed up, and how he likes getting dressed up, and I'm like...
Yes, we did play this on the Sideshow program.
Yeah, because, you know, you feel confident when you're in a suit or whatever, and he goes, no, I like shopping for shirts and shit like that, and I said, what, are you a homo? And I got no answer, and I go... You
for you Sideshow listeners, relive the magic of this story.
A little too long about that question. And he goes, well, do you want the straightforward answer or do you want the bullshit answer? I said, oh, so you are. He goes, yeah, I am. And, of course, the first thing I think is, I'm going to get raped.
Right. So, see, okay. And I said, you didn't hear this because it was on the Sideshow program, but I said the first thing out of your mouth should have been, be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert. But, yeah, you're going to get raped is a good one, too. All right, and a couple more here.
Hi, Timmy and fellow freaks. This is Naughty Nipples. I know the DV community is very highbrow and intellectual, yes. So I'm sure everyone just heard the NPR story I just heard. It appears that the spring flowers are in bloom in California, in the deserts, and they had an interview with someone that's involved in all that, and they said... this is the year of the brown eye primrose. That's the name of the flower, because it has a brown in the scent of the flower. So I was excited naturally as both a freak and intellectual that this is the year of the brown eye. So
finally.
I think it's good news for all of us. So there you go. All right.
Very good. I apologize for... I know this is pissing off that one girl who hates when I burp on the show, but I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm drinking the Rockstar, but I had it in the freezer, so it's like half frozen. I don't know what's going on.
Jugu, Timothy. This is Zach from Florida again.
Yes.
I'm listening to a podcast a few days back, and a girl called in asking about how to get one of her little records with sex noises onto an MP3 format. Well... There is, I don't know if anybody else has tested this, but there is a device out there right now. It's on ThinkGeek.com and a couple of other places that actually is a USB turntable. It's called an Ion USB turntable, and it hooks up via USB.
Yeah, but that's isn't that like $100 or $200 or something. She just wants to, you know, just take this, you know, 5-minute sex thing and
computer,
she's not going to spend that much money on it.
It basically records any vinyl or record to an MP3 format onto your computer. And, you know, if that's the only thing that she has, then it's really fucking pointless and she's wasting a bunch of money. But if she's a big record nerd like I know I am...
Why can't she just... I mean, I know the audio won't be as good, but just hold up something to her speaker, really, and save some money. Wow, it might sound like shit, but it'll serve the purpose. All right, and finally.
Hey, Tim, I got a bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
I'm sure you've played WoW, and I don't know if you played the expansion at all, where they have the achievement system, but me and my friend came up with this sex term called the achievement. And what you do is you're doing a girl doggy style, and you put a laptop on her back.
Okay.
And what you do is try to time it so that you level up to, like, level 10 or something, or at least get an achievement right when you come. And then you go, oh, God, level up, and such.
And I love it when nerds call into the program. They're WoW bizarre sex terms.
Hey, Tim, it's Jared, special member from
We'll Denver. Do one more here, I guess.
Tim, it's Jared, special member from Denver. Hey, nice. First cool thing, you should feel good because this is the first number that I called on my new phone.
Ah,
second,
nice.
You say fire, strangely, and I've wanted to tell fire? You this for a while. You say it like you say the word voyeur.
Voyeur.
Fire.
Fire. I do not. Fire. Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Maybe that's just your
fire
accent. I don't know, whatever.
I don't
just
know.
Just wanted to let you know. You say things funny. Hey, maybe I can win that the contest for sounding like you.
No, absolutely fire. Not.
All right. Love the show, man. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all. I said coming. I'm 12. All right. Yes. Show at distortedview.com is our email address. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD is in OH-GOD.
And I'll be your little honey. And you could do whatever you want because I'm so hot.
Vote for us a podcast, Allie. If you haven't voted in the month of March, do so right now. It takes just a second. That's your mission this weekend. Get Distorted View in the top 10. Subscribe via iTunes. Sideshow Freaks, I've got a bonus episode for you this weekend. Otherwise, we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
I want you to get off drugs right now! This is the devil. Do you hear me? You have got the devil inside you!
Please don't hit
you
me!
You are full of sin and disease!
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.